Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
That will be me. Welcome back to the show, and welcome to the show, Cleo.
Hello.
Cleo, check this out. Hola, bienvenido a la Morgo del Domingo show. Was that good?
Yeah, it was good. Can you say it again?
Yeah, I'll say it slow.
Do it.
Hola, bienvenido al Amoco, is it?
Amoso.
Yeah. The Domingo show.
Thank you. Obrigada.
So it's silent, isn't it? So let's try this one then, because I'll probably mess it up. The thing is, when you can read it, you can't pronounce it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Você?
Yes.
Esta. Mm-hmm. Alejandro. Muito bela esta tarde.
Ah, obrigada.
De nada. So, hopefully that said you are looking very beautiful this afternoon.
Yeah.
Did it say that?
Yeah, kind of. I understood.
Does that mean you're kind of almost looking beautiful?
Almost.
Where's the hat then?
Thank you very much, my new hat.
Let's get to the music. You're from Brazil, originally.
Yes, originally. Because
you came on last time. If I remember, it was Santos.
Yes.
Near São Paulo.
Yes.
Because you're not there anymore.
Good.
You live in London. And
I live in London.
And, of course, speak Portuguese.
Yes.
Which is... I know a little bit of Spanish, but when I was looking it up, because bienvenido is spelled differently to the Spanish version.
Actually, you say bem-vindo.
Ah,
I see.
It's
quite different, but yeah, you can understand a little bit. It's quite similar, but...
I'm trying to read it in Spanish. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Hola.
You have to scrap the Spanish from your head, and yeah.
That hola is spelled O-L-A, whereas hola in Spanish is H-O-L-A.
Yeah.
Hola.
But in Portuguese, in the case, it's hola.
It's like a slang, isn't it? Hola.
Hola.
It's like, all right.
Yeah, it's...
Now, last time you come in, it was... in October. It just seems like ages ago.
Yes.
So first of all, what have you been doing since then?
Oh my god, since then I travel a lot. I went back to Brazil, I did some gigs, South America.
Oh, that's what you were doing last time.
Yes, I did, it was very good, it was lovely. Spent some time with my family as well.
Great. Are they still out there, aren't they?
Yes.
Near
yes,
the beach,
yes.
What, you don't like the sand?
Yes.
I know so
that's
much about
weird.
It now.
You know me better than myself. I don't know me
You have been doing some travelling. You've been a lot. Yeah. Every time I look on Facebook, because you're on Facebook, and I'm a bit of a Facebook fan. You've been travelling. You've been recently to Belgium, Switzerland.
Yes, I did like a French tour, and then since it was so close, just like, let's go to Switzerland and Belgium. So I did this tour. It was really nice.
Are they music tours or
yes.
All music to do with music.
Yes,
your music.
Yes.
Let's get to the music for the listeners, because for the listeners, what would you describe your type of musical genre, as they say?
It's mainly pop rock, mm-hmm. with that punky kind of 90s easy kind of vibe, you know, like American pop rock with punky, like pump.
Yeah, yeah.
Punk pop.
So let's start off, because for people who haven't heard the first interview, and of course, if you want to hear the first interview, you can pop over to phoenixmen.com, look on the show page, which is the Sunday Lunch Show, and if you scroll down to last year, or keep going down in date order, you'll find it on October, you'll find the original interview we've done. But let's just recap, because you started doing musical theatre, if I remember rightly. You've got all your pictures of all your costumes and stuff. You've done singing in the shower from early age. You started singing quite early to where you are now. Tell us a little bit of brief history about where you are now and how you got there.
Yeah, I started with musical theater. Actually, I didn't start like very early age. I started as soon as I left school. So it wasn't like, I started with musical theater. So I've been to amazing shows like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and Mamma Mia, Lion King, and all these amazing musical theater shows. But I always loved pop music, and I always loved pop rock and singing my own stuff. I always wanted to do that. So I was just like, let's do it. I'm still young. Let's do it. Why not try it? And so I decided to move to UK to a different place, another place, and try to do my own music and stay away from the musical theater. Although, you know, you have a West End. I don't think this is the best place to be if you have the temptation of doing musical theater. But I wanted a nice place, fun, and yeah,
London's
a big
great.
City. I love big city. I love the grey.
How big is
St.
Paulo, then? Is that quite small?
No, it's huge. It's
bigger. So you're quite near a big city, then?
Yeah. I loved São Paulo. I moved to São Paulo straight away to do musical theater. I still love São Paulo. I miss São Paulo. It's so great.
But Santos is the small place.
Yeah, it's like the small town. Place. Not very small, but yeah.
So what do you miss from home? What's the biggest thing you miss from home, apart from family, I suppose?
Food.
Food.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, food. Oh, my God. I love to eat. I eat all the time.
Do they
I'm starving right now.
Do you eat that, like, do you find it hard to find? Do you like Brazilian restaurants? Do they have them in London?
Yes, you can find some, but it's quite different and quite difficult. It's not like easy, like, yeah, you can pop into any restaurant and it's Brazilian food in Brazil, so, you know, like, but yeah, I tried to cook yesterday I had like some Brazilian steak. Yeah, so I normally have Brazilian food in my house because I miss so much.
Do you know we've got Brazilian on here? We have a program now, a Brazilian radio show. It goes out for 2 hours.
Yeah, I saw it. Actually, I saw it. I was like, oh.
Cultura de Brazil, I think it's called.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I need to pop in one day.
You should do, yeah. have a listen to it. We're going to play a song because we're going to start off with a track from your first EP. You've got the physical copy here.
Cool.
Which has got your very lovely photo on it with a redhead. Cleo. The EP was called Unlucky Girl, which is the title track, and we're going to play it now. So this is one of your early songs.
Yes.
Now, I suppose.
Yes,
it is, isn't it?
Yes. It's been a long time now.
Yeah, old song.
Such an old song. More than 1 year. Oh, my God.
Okay, Cleo, Unlucky Girl.
Wake up.
Trying to make me drown. Wanna conquer the
doing all the accents in the studio.
Down, down.
That was, and I'm going to rephrase it because, oh, look, still going, look, just winding it down. We ran out of power. That was Cleo, but it's not Cleo, is it? It's, here we go.
Try it.
I've forgotten it already. Clara. Oh, now. See,
no!
I've done it off air. Claro.
No.
Claro.
Wrong. Wrong.
Give me a go. Go.
Cleo.
Cleo.
Yes.
Like
you're
the,
right.
A bit like the car.
Yeah, but not with the... It's not Cleo. It's Cleo. But you can call me Cleo. It's all right.
Cleo.
Yes, it's Cleo. It's like Claire.
What's your second name, Claire?
Without her.
Is your second name hard as well, or is it just hard?
Yes.
Oh, everything's hard for me.
It's pretty hard. My full surname is Caetano de Souza. Try it.
Cleo.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, next. Okay, so this next song.
Nice to see you back in Brentwood.
So lovely weather.
So professional.
So sunny.
You're back in Brentwood, but you're not just coming to see me, are you? You're doing some other things while you're in Brentwood.
Yes. Since my lovely drummer lives around the corner,
yeah.
I was like, yes, let's record my next single.
Well, why not?
Why not? I'm here. Lovely day, lovely weather. Let's stay inside the studio the whole day.
Yeah.
Well, what a great idea.
Dark and dingy with all the soundproofing.
Yes, perfect.
So,
a sweaty drummer.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Are they two new songs?
Yes, two new songs. One of them will be my next single. I want to release mid-June, mm-hmm. hopefully, if everything's all right. And, yeah.
So you're recording your new material right here in Brentwood?
Yes, in Brentwood.
How cool is that, Cleo?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that was good. That was a good
in.
One. Unexpected. Like it.
Because last time you spoke, you just finished your... which was a debut EP,
yes.
Unlucky Girl, and
mm-hmm.
five new tracks on it, Unlucky Girl, GRU, Drive, Just Me, and In Your Arms.
Yes, and you can buy on iTunes and
yeah,
everywhere.
It's great. I didn't buy mine, you gave it to me. But
yes.
But it's a fan, because you've still got the physical copies as well.
Yes, yes.
Which is great, and some great pictures on there as well, by the way.
Thank you.
And you've got some fantastic photos on your Facebook.
Oh, thank you. I try my best.
Very, very good. But you've got new tracks coming out. You've been working on the track we're going to play in a sec, Pinball Machine.
Yes, that's right.
It's out now on iTunes, isn't
it? It's already on iTunes everywhere, all over the internet. You can buy it, Amazon, and you can listen on Spotify, everywhere.
And the fastest way to find it, if you head over to your Facebook page or cleospage.com,
yes.
There's a link straight there, so you can just
click
on.
There's a link over there,
to whoever it is, and
yeah.
You pay your whatever pence it is, and job done. I'm going to just get the song ready. Tell us quickly about the track Pinball Machine.
Pinball Machine is a song I wrote. It's a very fun, upbeat song. It's about confusions in your head, like who are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be the person that you want to be or the person that people tell you to be.
You wrote the song for me, didn't you?
I totally thinking of you, Tony.
Sounds good.
It's a very fun, upbeat song.
Let's give it a play. This is... Cleo, Pinball Machine.
Good.
Yeah, we're just still chatting. We was, weren't
yes,
we?
Yes, forgot about the songs.
I was about to say it's you can't get the Brazilian accent, I think, coming out on your tunes, do you? It's kind of your voice just sounds like it's really English.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, I guess.
Was that good or bad? All right, how's it going?
All right, mate.
Welcome to Essex. Cleo. Right, we got that was the new track. Sounds good. Is this going to be part of your new another EP, or are you going to go for an album? Or
well, I'm still planning on that. I really want to release a new EP by the end of the year. But yeah, I don't know if this track will be on it. I don't think so. But let's see. Let's find out. So
it's a great track. Yeah, it's very
keep
it's
in
a
touch.
Lot faster than some of the other stuff. It's,
yes,
it's quite pacey. Yeah. So looking forward to that. Tell us about the moustache party.
Oh my God. See, he's stalking me on my social media, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Some things that you do when you're bored inside a bus.
Must have been one hell of a boredom session. That must have been.
Yes. Imagine like traveling for hours around France inside a lovely bus with a band after gigs, you know? And then you just like, yeah, let's do something. And we had some tape there, you know, stage tape.
Wait,
and we started to do mustaches and stuff. You can check my stupid photos on my Instagram.
Yeah, there's a lot of you. All when you're on Facebook next time, you'll have to go on to check out, type in Black Tape Project.
Oh, my God.
And have a look.
Okay.
And you'll find a lot of girls with all body art from tape.
Tape.
All cut into like...
We are on trend.
Yes,
it me looks and my really band, good. We are on trend.
It's not quite as good as your one with, yes, with yeah, just the lump of tape across the nose, but it's on par, I think. Very good. Now you're gigging at the moment still.
Yes, always gigging.
You've got a gig. These are some of the ones I've got coming up. Mm-hmm. You can give us some more if you got them. May the 30th, live and unsigned.
Yes.
June the 11th at Surya.
Yes. And I have 30th of April, Southern Bell, Fulham. As well. Fulham. Free entry.
Yeah, that's good.
Easy. So, yeah, in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Go check it out.
Oh, well, what day is that? Is that on a Saturday, isn't it?
It's on Sunday, I guess.
Oh, is it on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't even know how lazy I am. I'm going to check the calendar.
Well, I mean, because I don't want you to go there a day early and start singing and there's no one there. Shut up.
Yes, that's true.
They're knocking on the door. Hey, it's Cleo here. Let me in.
Actually, it's Thursday. Look at me.
You're just miles out.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, my God. So it's Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
You spent all that time writing all that stuff.
Writing, and I forgot to write the
day. And you didn't even have the right day.
Yes. There I was writing all the... Because I always forget. People ask me, oh, so when is your next gig? And I was like, oh.
What's your favorite gig? What gigs do you like doing?
Oh,
because you're in London, so do you like clubs? Do you prefer the big bars?
I prefer big bars, I guess. I like gig venues more than like nightclubs. I like band. I like rock and roll, this kind of rock and roll vibe, kind of big pubs, big stage.
Yeah, they're all fun though. I done one last night, funny enough. I done a new time. Not often I do mobiles, but last night I went out and I was doing a 50th. And as a DJ, but they also wanted some karaoke in it, so I had a set up with for people to come up and sing.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted me to do some singing, so I was a singing DJ last night. I sung about 7 or 8 tracks in the set with a bit of Elvis.
Oh,
it's good. And I was so nervous. You do get nervous, don't you? Still, and but I love doing it. But just before I go on, I'm like, you still got those nerves, which is great. I like to get a bit nervous, thinking, you know. I spent the first 10 minutes thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Then when I get out, I go, yeah! Do you do that?
That's the showbiz. You get a little bit nervous, that thing in your belly, and then after it's so great, the energy is so great that you want more.
Yeah, you come in and start at 4 o'clock going, yeah! Like that.
Bloody before the show, you're like, why am I doing this? And then after, it's just like, great, I want another one.
We're going to have some adverts and we'll be right back.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
That will be me. Welcome back. Would you take in the selfie then?
No, I'm editing the video.
Oh, right.
So to put on Instagram.
You're making
all
your
all
own.
All over Instagram.
You're making your own movie.
With you and me singing together.
I'm going to do some. I think that's sounding more Italian now. You're making your own movie.
I'm making my own movie.
We're going to do a track because this is a great track off the original EP.
Thank you.
GRU. Just remind me of what it's about.
Well, I wrote that when I was back in Brazil. It was like a difficult time for me. Like, should I stay or should I go? That kind of...
That was a song, that was.
Yes. Clash. By the way, yeah. And it's about all the confusion and all, like, where your heart stays. Like, where is your heart? Where should you go? With which path should you choose? So,
a lot of passion in the song.
Yes, loads of love.
Okay, GRU.
Me where the flames take flight. I'm not scared.
Yeah, I didn't want it to end. I was thinking, I always look on the bright side of life when I heard that little guitar bit at the end.
Did you think so?
Yeah. Always look calm. That's what I was about to break into, the guitar bit. Right, let's do the events guide.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Right, so Claire, we're going to do your events on the events guide. Let's start off with this one. Your one first is the first one, isn't it? Which is Thursday.
Thursday! 30th of April.
And it's at
Southern Bell, Fulham.
And it's free entry.
Free entry from 7:30 p.m.
That'd be really good.
Other acts as well. So free entry, lovely, lovely venue.
Okay, good. And also you've got May 30th, live and unsigned. Where's that?
Yes, it's in Brent.
Oh, that's not far.
Yes, not far. Yeah, more info soon. If you go to my Facebook page, like it, you have more info later.
And June 11th at Surya. Is that a club?
Yes, it's a club. Surya Club from 8:30 p.m. More info soon as well about fees and etc. But other bands as well.
Great stuff.
Very fun night.
And you find all those links on the show page blog at SundayLunch@finishevent.com.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Did you see Madonna fall off stage the other day at the Brits? Did you see that bit where they pulled the
yes.
cloak?
Yes. Oh, that was a shame because she's so amazing. She's still amazing. She pulled that off brilliantly after that.
Record, you know, people will definitely remember it. So uh-huh. It'll go down to the clips. But I thought they made a song because the song had lyrics about getting up and, you know, yes. It made the song more memorable. And it's probably made a little bit of mini comeback that much more interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we played a song earlier on with Iggy Azalea, who wears these whopping heels. And she fell off a stage not long ago. She actually walked to the side and tripped and actually fell off the stage.
Oh, I saw that video.
Have you ever had anything? Have you fallen off of anything? Yeah. Bad happened to you when you've been on stage?
Yes. Oh my god, a lot. Oh yes.
It's all part and parcel of rock and roll, isn't it?
It's part of the rock and roll life. Oh my god, I'm so clumsy. I'm always like falling and hitting walls and doing every time.
Just got to get back.
There's
up
a little accident.
Carry on. You've I know that you've doing some. You've been editing some video, which you're going to be put on Instagram. But you've got quite a few videos at the moment because Unlucky Girl was one of the ones that it had a fantastic video for. I remember watching that. Have you got, is Pinball Machine going that way? Have you done one for that yet? Or are you going to be working on one?
I did a lyric video only, yeah. And I decided just to do the lyric video.
Oh, I see
video.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yes, quite funny video. But yeah, for Pinball Machine, only the lyric video. I'm not working on a proper video this one, but the next one.
The next one.
Yes.
Now, we was talking about going on to... Let's talk about the website, because if you go... social media and mm-hmm. is important now. You've got a website, which is Cleo.
CleoSpage.com.
That's it, .com.
Yeah.
That's got all the links really to everywhere you need to go. Facebook, because it's hard to find you. I mean, on the Facebook, just Cleo, I think, comes straight up.
Yeah.
But you've got all the links on the website. And if you join, you can join up and you can get something free.
Free. You can get a free track.
Which is good.
And
we like that.
Yes. And if you continue with your subscription, you can get more free stuff.
And that's anything. It's surprising
us,
isn't it?
Anything. Could be like a flower, a chocolate. It can be a new song, a hug. Yeah. I will knock on your door and just hug you and leave you. Yes.
Story
maybe.
Of my life.
Oh, I'll give you a hug later. You already have the track, so I'll give
I
you
do.
A hug.
I
but
so,
yeah.
Talk me through the your songwriting, because you've written all these songs yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know we did talk about this before, but just remind us how you sit about doing your songs. So you got your notebook. Do you go with the lyrics first?
Well, it really depends. It depends on the mood. Sometimes I just have this thing stuck in my head, like this melody, and then the melody comes first, and then the lyrics. But sometimes, like GRU, for example, lyrics came first. Mm. But this new track that I'm working, that I'm going to record today, later, here in Brentwood.
Yeah, Brentwood.
I did the backing track first. So I did all the melody and everything. And then the lyrics later. I'm still even like still tweaking the the lyrics. The lyrics not finished, but definitely I know the sound of that song. So
do you come to Brentwood often? Is it? I know you came here today, and the last time was on the show, obviously. But do you visit?
No, actually, no, not very often.
Brentwood, very American, isn't it? Yeah. We are here in Brentwood. It's very pleasant. 14 degrees. I'm here with Cleo.
Looks lovely, and the last time was sunny as well. It was a lovely weather.
So I organised that especially.
I think I'm going to move here. Maybe it's sunny all the time.
Yeah, I organised that especially for you when you come here. You know, I thought, you know, it's Claire, she's from Brazil. We would need a bit of sun, so I'll make sure.
Because where our leaves is just so damp and depressing and grey. Although I love grey, but
50 shades.
No, very bad. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Next! Moving swiftly on. So you've got the Live and Unsigned. Talking about being signed, is that something you're still looking to do? Would you like to get signed up to a record label?
Yeah, I think so. I think it makes a little bit easier because since I do everything by myself, sometimes it's really hard to step forward and then go to another direction and get like better gigs and better deals. Sometimes it's really hard. And being a foreigner as well, it's really hard because you don't know people and you don't know exactly where to go. So, but I love the rock and roll life as well. But yeah, I think we are always looking to be a little bit of security and be in good hands and have someone helping you. I'm very hands-on, and I love to be hands-on. I love to write my stuff, book my gigs, and be aware of the situation all the time. But sometimes it's good to have a little help.
Well, it's been great having you in. What's the plan for the rest of the year for you?
Record new songs and release a new single and release a new EP, do loads of gigs, maybe Spain, and let's
keep the momentum going.
Yeah, go around, gigs all over the world.
Well, I'm looking forward to the new EP. It's done, you'll have to come in and we'll play some more tracks off it.
Yeah,
looking forward to that, Cleo.
Yeah,
it's been an absolute honour to have you in.
Well, thank you.
We're gonna do another song from you. This is one of your early ones, a track called Drive.
Oh, I like that one,
Cleo. Am I saying it right again?
Yes, it's perfect.
Good. That's what a sexy voice when I do like, isn't it? Hey, this is Claire.
I have a sexy name.
Not like me. You know, Tony Smith. This doesn't have the ring, does it?
Tony Smith.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Cleo now. Hey. Hey. You listen to Cleo here on Sunday Lunch.
And keep the wheel steering straight. when I'm out of danger. But here I go to the valley below. I take my breath, let the moment pass, and I still try. Run away from the light and the sun we rise, and I still.
Cleo.
That's me. You can call me Cleo.
With a bit of drive. Great track as well.
Oh, thank you.
Off the early EP. Well, it's been absolutely fantastic having you in.
Oh, thank
I look
you
forward
so much.
To coming back in again and playing your new stuff.
Yes, please.
Especially the stuff you've recorded in Brentwood.
Yes, I'll let you know. This is from Brentwood.
Yes, absolutely. Now, if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about you, you got a Twitter account, which is...
Yes, Twitter is Cleo the Singer.
Okay, easy yes. enough to find. On Facebook, it's just Cleo, isn't it?
Cleo's page. You go with / Cleo's page.
Yep.
But if you look around, it's just Cleo, basically. Yeah. And I got some new likes. Thank you very much, guys, listening to the radio.
Great stuff.
Yeah, new likes coming in.
And your main page for your music?
Cleospage.com.
And that takes you to everything, really, doesn't
everything.
It? Everything. You want to find.
Everything.
Cleo? Fantastic. Oh. Great talking to you as always. Have fun today doing the recording.
Oh, thank you.
While you're in the dungeons of a recording studio in the darkness, I shall be outside in the garden.
Yes.
That's a total lie. I'm going to the pub watch football. But I will be looking out the window, looking
yes.
at the sunshine.
Oh, look how lovely.
Catch us. So, well, I've got me giggling now. We better do a link. Here we go.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Whether it's a new logo, website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business, our goal at GT Creative Studio is to provide you with a creative solution built to suit your needs and your budget. For over 10 years, we've specialized in web design and brand development and provided award-winning creative services to hundreds of local businesses. GT Creative Studio, High Street, Brentwood, winners of Essex Digital Awards 2014. For a free consultation, call us on 01277 849 161 or check out our portfolio at gtcreativestudio.co.uk.